Hello, friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together by praising Him. How many friends do you have? Do you count Jesus as your friend? He wants to be your friend. Did you know that? In fact, even if all of our friends forsake us, or another way to say it is, if all of our friends leave us, Jesus never will. He says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Let's review the books of the New Testament. Are you ready? Starting with Matthew, I want you to say it along with me. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Romans, 1st and 2nd Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, 1st and 2nd Thessalonians, 1st and 2nd Timothy, Titus, Philemon, Hebrews, James, 1st and 2nd Peter, 1st and 2nd 3rd John, Jude, Revelation. Good job. Now, I want you to say it with me. We're going to say it just a tiny bit faster. Here we go. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Romans, 1st and 2nd Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, 1st and 2nd Thessalonians, 1st and 2nd Timothy, Titus, Philemon, Hebrews, James, 1st and 2nd Peter, 1st and 2nd 3rd John, Jude, Revelation. Good job. Hi, boys and girls. We are continuing the story about Jesus when he was taken to the Sanhedrin, or to the Jewish council, and he was on trial. Now, they were trying to blame him for things that he had not done, but finally, the high priest asked him a question, and he said, "Are you the Son of God?" And Jesus said, "It is as you said." Well, now they were waiting for the sun to come up so that they could actually try Jesus, because there was a rule that they had. You could not try people or hold court during the nighttime. They could only do it during the daytime. So they were waiting for the sun to come up and waiting for it to be morning. While they were waiting, wicked men were mocking and hurting Jesus as he waited for the Sanhedrin to meet again. But something else had hurt him even more, And we're going to find out about that today. But first, let's pray and ask Jesus' Spirit to be with us. Dear Lord, send your Holy Spirit to be near to us, to help us to understand, to help us to learn what you would have us to learn today. In Jesus' name, amen. Do you remember what had happened to the disciples when Jesus was arrested? What had they done? They ran away, didn't they? They left Jesus. Well, Peter and John had come back and followed the mob to the council hall. You can read it in John chapter 18, verse 15 and 16. Let's look at John. We're going to go to a few books today of the Bible, look at different parts of this story from different people's perspectives or points of view. So right now we're going to start out with John chapter 18. John is the fourth book in the New Testament, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. John chapter 18. Once you find 18, then you're going to look down for verse 15 and 16. We're going to see what that says. If you need a little more time, pause the recording and we'll continue as soon as you press play. Let's read John chapter 18, verse 15 and 16.
And Simon Peter followed Jesus, and so did another disciple. Now that disciple was known to the high priest and went to Jesus in the courtyard of the high priest. But Peter stood at the door outside. Then the other disciple, who was known to the high priest, went out and spoke to her who kept the door and brought Peter in.
You have two disciples. Do you know who they are? Well, one of them says it was Simon Peter, right? Simon Peter came in. But who was the other disciple? The other disciple was John. The priests knew that John was Jesus' disciple. And guess what? They hoped that he would change his mind about Jesus as he watched and listened. And he was able to get Peter in too. It kind of reminds me of what happens out here where I live. I live on the reservation, and there are many dogs who are strays and they don't have homes. And these dogs are out here and they want to get close to you because they really want to see if you have any food for them. And yet they are scared to death and they're ready to run away at the least little motion that you do that scares them. So they really want to be close to you because they want to eat and they hope that you have some food. But they're really afraid of you too because they've been abused and things have happened and they don't trust people. It kind of reminds me of that with Peter and John. They want to be close to Jesus. They just really want to be close. But yet they don't want to be close because then they might get in trouble or they might be arrested. And they don't want to do that. They're scared. That's kind of what it reminds me of, as they're coming back and Peter is hoping that he can just mix in with the crowd. John went and sat in a corner where he could be as close to Jesus as possible. But Peter had stayed in the courtyard, warming himself by a fire. He tried to act as if he was just one of the rough crowd, because remember, there was a bunch of rough people, kind of the troublemakers of the city, who had gone out to arrest Jesus or to help arrest Jesus. And they had come back and they were warming themselves by the fire because it was really, really early morning, the coldest part of the night. Well, Peter was standing there too and trying to act innocent. But a servant girl had seen Peter come in with John. And what did she say to him? And how did Peter respond? Let's look it up in Mark chapter 16. We want to go to Mark. Matthew, Mark. Mark is the second book in the New Testament. Mark chapter 14. And then we're going to look for verse 66, 67, and 68. Those are some big numbers, aren't they? Mark chapter 14, verse 66, 67, and 68. Here we go. What does it say?
Now as Peter was below in the courtyard, one of the servant girls of the high priest came, and when she saw Peter warming himself, she looked at him and said, "You also were with Jesus of Nazareth." But he denied it, saying, "I neither know nor understand what you're saying." And he went out on the porch, and a rooster crowed.
She said, "Hey, you were with Jesus of Nazareth." And what did Peter say? He denied it, saying, "I don't know what you're saying." And then he went out onto the porch and a rooster crowed. Well, a little while later, another girl saw Peter and spoke to those around him. This time Peter swore he didn't know Jesus. Oh, he was scared now. He was nervous. Everyone was starting to look at him. Let's look at Matthew chapter 26, verse 71 and 72. Matthew, so that's one book before Mark. Matthew is the first book in the New Testament. Matthew, let's look at chapter 26, and then verse 71 and 72. The little numbers are 71 and 72. You'll probably have to turn a page. So here's what Peter said.
"And when he had gone out to the gateway, another girl saw him and said to those who were there, 'This fellow was also with Jesus of Nazareth.' But again, he denied it with an oath, 'I do not know that man.'"
He again said, "I don't know the man." He was getting very angry, and he was trying to make it seem as if he had nothing to do with Jesus. A little while later, a third person recognized him and was a relative of the servant whose ear Peter had cut off in the garden. He had seen Peter there. He had seen Peter pull the sword. He had seen Peter cut off Malchus's ear. This time, Peter cursed and he swore, saying he never knew Jesus. And then what did he hear? We're now going to go to John chapter 18, verse 26 and 27. Remember how I talked about a house? If you've never been inside a house, but you need to know what it looks like on the inside, you could go and look in different windows. One window would show a kitchen. One window would show the dining room. One window would show a bedroom. And if you look in all the windows, you can get a pretty good idea of what the house looks like on the inside, how it's laid out, right? Well, the different Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, all show different pictures or different windows of the same story of Jesus. And so as we look through these different windows at these books, we get a big picture of what was going on. So let's go to John chapter 18. Then we're going to look for verse 26 and 27. John chapter 18. Verse 26 and 27. My boys and I, as we listen to this in the morning, we pause the recording so that we can look up the Bible verses. And I encourage you to do the same thing. It's really good to get lots of practice looking up these Bible verses so that you get comfortable with it and it'll become easy. So let's go to John chapter 18, verse 26 and 27.
"One of the servants of the high priest, a relative of him whose ear Peter cut off, said, 'Did I not see you in the garden with him?' Peter then denied again, and immediately a rooster crowed."
What did Peter hear? He heard a cock crow. And we're going to find out next time what that meant. What went through his mind when the cock crowed? You know, Peter had bragged that he would even die for Jesus. But three times that very night, Peter had insisted that he didn't even know him. Did you know that we can deny Jesus by the way that we talk and we act? If we say that we are a Christian, that means that we're following Christ. We're trying to follow his ways, and we need his help to do it. Sometimes we mess up, though, don't we? Sometimes we don't follow Jesus. Sometimes we act like Peter and we say things that we should not say. That's a way that we deny Jesus. I don't ever want to deny Jesus, do you? I want to be on his side all the time. Well, let's pray and ask Jesus to give us the power to stand up for him. Dear Lord, give us the power to do what you want us to do. Help us to not deny you, but to confess that you are Lord, to tell people about you and that you're coming soon to take us to live with you in heaven. Thank you for your love and your care. In Jesus' name, amen. We have our memory verse song. How are you doing memorizing it? Have you been enjoying it? I love learning memory verse songs. It just makes me feel so much happier throughout the day. Let's go ahead and sing it.
Psalm 86, verse 5.
For you, Lord, are good and ready to forgive and abundant in mercy unto all them that call upon you. For you, Lord, are good and ready to forgive and abundant in mercy unto all them that call upon you.
Hey kids, we have a new program coming up in a few weeks. And so we need your help. Are you ready? We want to answer your Bible questions straight from the Bible. So if you have a question that you've been wondering about, we want you to write to us and ask us that question. And then we are going to use it in our upcoming podcasts. Are you excited? I am. I want you to write to me at seedpod@startingwithjesus.com. That's seedpod@startingwithjesus.com. We look forward to hearing your Bible question and being able to answer it in our upcoming programs.
Bible story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.